Set up here. All right, well, my name is Danny Cruz. For those of you who don't know me, I do lead the teens, that section over there that gets a little rowdy sometimes, but we do love them very much. But as we partake in the Lord's Supper during this time, as I continue to read my Bible, Jesus's words and just his actions never cease to amaze me. I think I'm constantly blown away by just the small things that he did and the attention to detail that I never noticed before and recognized before, that he just literally, he's in all the details and he takes care of all of those things. And so as I was preparing this, I just thought about, I just want to reflect on Jesus this morning. But before I could reflect on Jesus and help lead us, I had to like cancel all the noise that was going on. And so I don't know about you, but just life sometimes just gets busy and things just pull me in all different directions. For instance, this coming up week, Katie and I were supposed to go on vacation, but then this grumpy dude named Dorian decided that he was going to cancel that. And so, because he's just very angry at the seas right now. Anyways, so I'm dealing with all of that, and I'm like, okay, God, what are you trying to teach me here? What are you trying to show us? Like, it's easy to look at something as silly as that as, like, punishment. Like, what did I do? Like, what did I do to deserve this? You know, it's like, we're going on vacations, first world problems. And yet, we can look at that in that way. And then on top of the other things, though, you know, where, you know, I'm doing spiritual discovery right now, and there's just a lot of things that I'm working through and thinking about and trying to get in touch with my emotions, and I don't like those things at all. It's like the F word around me, feelings, and I'm kidding, sorry. I apologize. But, you know, I very much loved the idea of going on this vacation, though, and I think we could do that mentally all the time, right? We could just try to escape and get away from all the problems and pretend like they're not there. And I think in Mark chapter 1, please turn there, Jesus gives us a reminder of the things that we need to do and where our priorities need to lie. And it's very small but and can easily get overlooked, but it's very meaningful and impactful. Like I was saying, I was trying to just run away. And I really do tend to, when I get overwhelmed, I just try to push everything aside. And I try to pretend like they're not really there. And then I become lazy, and then I just become content, and then I become stuck spiritually, and it's just this mindset that I can get in. And I try to do it all on my own, right? I try to do it all on my own strength, and I have to figure this out, and I don't like usually humbling myself out before God, right? And yet, that's what we're called to do, because that's what Jesus did. So in Mark chapter 1, starting in verse 35, It reads, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, everyone is looking for you. Jesus replied, let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I have come. So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. And I love where it said that, you know, he just gets up early, leaves the house and prays in a solitary place, and everyone's looking for him, right? It's like, where have you been? I can't imagine that time, you know, like our first, like, you know, quiet time in a way in the Bible, right? Jesus gets away, but he's spending time with God, right? And I think we can easily not do that. And we could come in here right now during this time of communion, and I really think that's what Jesus was doing. Right, he's reflecting. He's reflecting on his relationship with the Father. He's going to him because that was a priority. We can come in here with all the noise and all the distractions. And Jesus said, I got to get away from those things. You know, like, I got so much work to do. I have all of this weight that I have to get done. And I feel like we feel that way a lot, right? You know, literally trying to carry the weight of the world in a way on his shoulder, right? What did he do? He woke up early and spent time with God. And I think we need to reflect more often on what God has done in our lives as we reflect on Jesus' sacrifice for us. And so I wrote that Jesus knew what he needed to do to conquer the day. right? He knew that he needed to go to the Father. He needed to spend that time. As we reflect on his sacrifice, as we reflect on what God's done in our lives, let's be reminded that we need to spend time with the Father, not just on Sunday mornings, but every day as well. And on top of that, as we commune, we have to do it in fellowship with one another as well. You know, and I think that's something that we isolate ourselves. And Jesus definitely did have to isolate himself in order to spend time because he needed that time. But he also was spending time with his apostles as well. And so let us, as we reflect this morning, during the fellowship break and afterwards during the fellowship, let's talk about what God has done in our lives. Let's talk about Jesus' sacrifice and how much it changed all of us. I was with Corey Cole the other day in the car, and one of the things that came up is I was telling him how just critical I used to be and how pessimistic I was. And I'm like, those really aren't, to the core, that's who I am, but those really aren't everyday struggles for me anymore. And he's like, oh, you know, why is that? I'm like, well, Jesus has just changed me so much, right? And we have to remember those things. Now, that is who I am to the core, but Jesus has taken me, a sinful man, and just transformed me into a righteous man as well. So let's reflect on those things. Let's pray. Father, we love you so much. Thank you for your son and his sacrifice. Thank you for just his love and your love for us, for your mercy and your forgiveness and your grace. Lord, I pray that we can really take to heart this time and that we can make the most of our fellowship together. And most importantly, our fellowship with you that we get to have. Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.